This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri has a 10-person limit on social gatherings to try to contain the coronavirus. The cap has upended lots of local wedding plans. Couples getting married over the next few weeks are still figuring out what to do with the restriction. St. Louis Public Radio's Julie O'Donohue reports many have decided to put off their nuptials until the coronavirus outbreak slows down, but it's unclear how long that might be.
For Sam Wise, 10 people just wasn't going to be enough for his wedding this weekend. Wise, his fiancée Kelly Williams, and their officiant are already 3 people. That left just 7 slots for parents, siblings, and possibly a wedding photographer.
You know, if you look at the wedding party, I mean, our wedding party was 5 on each side. And if you factor in, you know, if anyone had, you know, wives or anything like that, you know, 10's a really hard number to fit everyone you want to celebrate a wedding with.
The bride and groom are going forward with a very small ceremony Saturday. They plan to hold a bigger wedding, the one they wanted all along, on the same day next year. It will be at the Botanical Gardens with a full bridal party and 200 guests, just like they originally planned. A lot of engaged couples started scrambling last week when elected officials dropped the cap on social gatherings to 50 people and then eventually down to just 10 people. It caused them to hastily reschedule their March and April plans. Wedding planner Natalie Carolla says most venues are booked up on the weekends several months in advance. Couples affected by the coronavirus restrictions are having to settle for unusual dates and times.
For the majority of them, they're moving them to July. They're going to be on weekdays in July.
Vendors want to accommodate couples who are moving their wedding to 2021, but vendors are worried about losing money. If too many people try to move their weddings, they won't be able to book as many new clients next year. Jeremy Keltner runs a wedding photography business with his wife. He says they can afford to move a few weddings without an additional fee, but they couldn't keep that up for several more months.
You know, if restrictions get extended and that through the summer or the fall, that's the only time when we would really get into a really tight spot with not as many options in that for couples to take Saturday, other Saturdays in that, because obviously that starts tying up, you know, our Saturdays for next year.
Couples aren't just concerned about the 10-person limit. Even if that restriction was lifted, travel bans could make it difficult for people to get to a wedding. It could also be unsafe for high-risk people in large groups for several more months. Coronavirus was already affecting weddings even before the event restrictions went into place. Kalara worked a wedding before the 10-person cap where the bride's sister wasn't able to come. She had been quarantined in North Carolina after international travel. Kalara says they tried their best to incorporate the sister into the wedding remotely.
So what I did was I FaceTimed her at every activity. We had her propped up while girls were getting hair and makeup done. We had a bridesmaid walk down the aisle with the iPad.
For Wise and Williams, that's the couple who expected to throw their big wedding Saturday. It's safer to schedule the larger event next year because it's hard to predict what's going to happen over the next few weeks. So much has blindsided them already. 2 weeks ago, they picked up their marriage license thinking their big wedding would go forward as planned.
We thought everything was going to be fine. Like, we were like, oh my gosh, like, we're going to miss this. We are lucking out. This is going to be somebody else's problem.
Now they're calling 200 people to tell them to come to St. Louis next year. I'm Julie O'Donohue, St. Louis Public Radio.